Welcome to the Women and Wealth podcast with Esther Szabo. Esther is a respected leader in the field of personal financial advice with over 25 years of experience. After going through her own significant and challenging life-changing events, she overcame fear and self-doubt to launch her own successful advisory firm. Now Esther is ready to share her practical and personal experiences to help other women clear their hurdles and brave life's transitions. In this way, she inspires women to lead fulfilling and confident lives.
Hello and welcome to Women and Wealth with Esther Szabo from Gates Pass Advisors. Good afternoon, Esther. How are you?
Hi, Eric. I'm doing really well today. I had a day yesterday. Does this ever happen to you? It doesn't happen to be much, but I came home early from the office and I laid down at 4:30 to take a nap and I stayed there until 5:30 this morning.
Wow, you needed the sleep. It's been busy.
I guess so. My mom passed away recently, but I could hear her just saying, well, good.
That's what moms are for. That's exactly it.
It's
good
true.
For you. Yeah, no, I've had those days before and it is so nice when you can actually get some time and some peace and quiet to just be, right? I mean, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice. But when I like my time to be, I like to be consciously being.
Oh, picky. <I know. laughs> Yeah, well, it's no. But obviously you needed it. So I'm glad you're in the office today and awake. That's great.
I am fully.
All right. So what are we talking about today then?
Today is election day when this is being recorded.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So this is slated to come out the very first day of December. So while right now we don't know the outcome, hopefully by December 1st we will. And so many of us, it's been such a year, and especially around the election, between coronavirus, the markets, the election, there's been many, many distractions. But the thing is, regardless, we're all still here. We're all still living our lives. So what I'm talking about today is a bit of a preview for 2021. It's December. It's the end of a challenging year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be posting pondering questions with my audience today, just planting some seeds of things to talk about and think about moving into 2021. Because next year, I'm going to be doing a webinar series on retirement. And as a financial transitionist, we have a lot of years experience with the technical side of money and navigating that, but we have a strong commitment to incorporating the personal side of money as well. Mm-hmm. And this is so important with financial planning overall. In this past year, 2020, we've covered a lot of technical topics together, Eric.
You have.
And they have spanned from retirement planning, the economy, the stock market, estate planning, taxes. And since it is still coming out in early December of 2020, I did a podcast probably 3 episodes ago, number 53, on year-end planning. So there is still time to listen to that on items you would want to address for end-of-year planning, specifically tax planning. That said, this is a very rich podcast for looking at money from both the personal and technical sides.
All right.
So as a way of preview into 2021 and that webinar series on retirement, which can also be considered personal reinvention, I want you to think about these types of questions. Let's say you've handled all your year-end planning and you've just completed Thanksgiving and you're heading into Christmas. These are just things to consider. One's change of transition, it may be dealing with, and I'm sorry if this is your case, if it's a divorce and you didn't want it, a loss of a loved one, could be inheritance, could be retirement, whether chosen or not. With what's gone on this year with the economy, there are those who have found themselves embarked sooner on the retirement path than they had intended. On the flip side, it could be career success. But if none of those apply to you, we're all in a change period right now. There's a lot of uncertainty regarding our economy, regarding the resolution of the pandemic. Also, going through this election cycle, There may be division within families over the political environment. Many are feeling uneasy in general, whether due to the political environment, the economic environment, the health environment. The thing is, we can get so caught up in that anxiety that we forget that no matter what, we are still here. And no matter what happens for today, because it is election day, I'll pick on the election. No matter what happens in the election, certain things are true. Eric, would you agree that our health is critical?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
And by health, I mean mental health and physical health. It's so important. Our family and other relationships are likely very important to us as well. Belonging is a human need. And in terms of financial, we all need a structure and strategy to cover our expenses. And globally, interest rates will continue to remain low. Income taxes will likely be changing, at least because the current tax law is scheduled to sunset in 2025, and also because our Treasury has been basically printing money to help everyone get through the economic changes of COVID. So that, I just covered a wide swath of personal to financial to global financial, all within there. All of those are true, regardless of who occupies the White House. Most of us will continue to live and desire to make a difference and a contribution. I hear this so much from clients. I had a call just earlier today with clients that I've been working with for about 15 years. And what we were talking about with them, they're in their mid-70s. This is a transition point for a lot, not where they are right now, but they're looking ahead to the mid-80s. Where do I want to be living? How do I want my care needs handled? Where they decide is they have a strong desire to make a difference and contribution. Part of where they want to make a difference is in their children's lives. They don't want to saddle their children with the burden of worrying about them. They also want, though it's honestly not their biggest goal, the desire to leave a legacy. They do want to do that, but they also want to keep living a life of travel and new experiences and all of that. That's something that continues for them regardless of the outcome and election. That's just an example. We all will continue to live and want to live in alignment with our own values and vision. And as a financial transitionist, again, a term that's not widely known, but how we are different than one might consider a typical advisor is that we focus one's attention on context and vision for one's financial life. What does that mean? If we work with you in building a financial strategy that works for you, first, we have to know you. Now, again, I know we all say that, but we don't just give you a risk tolerance questionnaire and say, oh, okay, the answer for you, Eric Johnson, is a 60-40 portfolio. That will solve all your problems.
Perfect.
Wouldn't it be so easy? I could have...
That'd be nice, yeah.
40,000 clients. It would be great. Why do I not have 40,000 clients? Because it's important to me to stay very connected with each client and have a pretty deep relationship. Not that I'm your therapist, I'm not your best friend, but I need to know who you are. So where do we begin with that? And we look to understand what is most important to you. So as a preview into retirement planning, some of the things before we get to, well, let's show you how your assets and net worth and cash flow and Social Security and Medicare and, you know, long-term care, how all of that looks for you. We ask questions and we talk with you about such questions such as, what does retirement mean to you? If you had unlimited resources, what would you do? If you found out you had to retire in a month, how would you feel about that? Now, some people say, woohoo, I would be so excited. And some say, oh my goodness, I would have such a loss because I'd miss the community of people I work with. I love the mission of where I work. I would really miss not seeing that all the way through. So we start there because these are reasons that people put off doing the actual technical retirement planning. because of things that they might miss or things that they don't, that they want to, that they don't, excuse me, want to let go of. And we look at retirement readiness. It's more than having enough money, though that's part of it. But retirement readiness has to do with, for example, now these clients I was mentioning just a moment ago, they have been retired for about 10, well, it's about 15 years now. Again, it wasn't a planned retirement. It was a layoff situation. But they have been happily retired throughout all of this time. That carried them through, you know, that's through a financial crisis and the rebuilding of that and everything that's come since in the world and in their own lives. But for example, what we were just talking about with them, have you thought about housing needs now and in the future? Where would you like to live? What about alternatives to your current arrangements? What about things that are difficult in California, which is public transportation? That is one of the things I hear from my clients who are in their mid-years of retirement. When they're still able to drive, it's fine, but they don't necessarily want to leave their current housing because it's close to the amenities and the community that they want to be a part of. And we also, so for those listening, just consider this. Just track that. As you've come through Thanksgiving, personal relationships are also important. You know, do you want to stay close to your family in retirement? Perhaps some people say, you know, I love my family, but seeing them for a few days at Thanksgiving is all I want. Or, like this client was just sharing with me, I kind of would like to live closer to our children actually in retirement. That would feel really great. Is your spouse or partner retiring with you? That is a big issue. Now, Eric, I know you work down in the basement, so it's possible that when you retire, your wife may want you to stay down there.
I'll just be living down here, yeah. And we've talked about the laundry chute being a way to deliver some food now and then.
I do hear this from spouses like, oh my goodness. Yeah, now it is, it's not always. It can work with either gender because I do have a number of clients where the woman is the one who's doing most of the work and income generation. So it can be either one. He slash she is home all the time. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to having my house, our house, to myself during the day. These are all things to talk about. If one is thinking about retiring, have they talked about it with their spouse? I've shared about this in a previous podcast that my husband and I are just in our second year of marriage. And one of the things that I have a request about, and he agreed to, is we need to talk about our retirement. It's not because I'm planning tomorrow to retire, but is a couple reasons. One is I have always felt it's important that I be in integrity with what I ask my clients to do. Mm-hmm. So if I'm asking them for the torture of giving me all their financial information and going through the planning process, I do that with a professional as well who does my planning too. And so I know the pain of getting all of that stuff together. Estate planning, the same thing. I'm in the process of updating my estate plan because I had a major life change with a remarriage. Retirement. I know it is not my husband's preferred topic on any day that ends in Y. He hates this topic. He's uncomfortable with it because of the level of his assets versus mine. Oh, well, you know what? Time is still passing and it needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. So we are doing that. That's our project for our next year together. And it is to explore how our retirement will affect our relationship partly with each other. His opinion is, well, you have the money to do it, so you go off and travel and have a great time, and I will stay at home and take care of the house. It's like, okay, that's one solution, but that's not a solution that's satisfying to me. Mm-hmm. So how do we address this? And I always think too, who are the other people that you can bring in to give guidance and support and understanding. We certainly have these conversations. We have additional people to whom we turn as well for their input. Because you know what, Eric? We can all be a little bit tunnel vision.
What? Or stubborn? Is the word stubborn?
Or stubborn.
I've heard that one more than tunnel vision, but yeah, I agree.
We can think, okay, this is how I've always thought about this thing, i.e. in this case, retirement. This is how it's going to be. This is how it's like, no, let's bring in some other ways to look at this. Mm. And then, of course, the financial. Do you have a clear idea of what your income streams could be in retirement or are? What about the expenses? We've just come through a couple podcasts on Social Security and Medicare. Have you discussed maximizing your Social Security benefits, including the best time? What about your other pension benefits? One of the things that I've shared with my husband that he has, being a veteran, he has incredible health care through the VA. He doesn't have to pay the health insurance premiums that I do, and he gets incredible care. It's looking at all the positives that someone brings in. Some of that is financial, some of it is non-financial, mm-hmm. but putting it all down together to get a picture of who the client is. We look at physical energy and health, and then what do we do? What's the daily life look like? What needs to happen? What are the meaningful activities, the things that will get you up in the day to move forward? And I just find these exercises so helpful to do with my clients. And they're a bit relieved because they appreciate the money aspect, certainly, and a picture of how things will look. Again, these clients I was just speaking with said, oh my goodness, I had no idea until I saw this and the results of the impact of these decisions. Did we talk about who's in the White House? No. Did we talk about the level of the S&P 500 and what its PE ratio is? No. Did we talk about what interest rates are? No. These are all things that will continue on for them in terms of what's important and what's necessary, regardless of those factors. Mm-hmm. So while we do stay on top of all those things with clients, our retirement planning webinar series is all about these other parts that feed into it. Regardless of whether you think you'll be retiring or maybe already have in 2020 or maybe not for 10 years or 15 years, it's so critical to talk about these things to begin sketching out one's picture.
Yeah.
So as we identify one's anchors is what we call them, as one faces the new into 2021, it's important to know what will always be true about you. And as I've worked with clients over the years, there are constants that typically are really, really consistent. And see if any of these resonate with you. The themes of giving back, mm-hmm. whether that's to one's family, staying connected to family or community. Self-expression is often important. And I don't necessarily mean, though this may be your truth, I don't necessarily mean being part of a modern dance troupe for self-expression. It can be, I want to take what I've learned over my career and continue to offer it out in the community or in the world to those I was unable to serve within the constraints of my job, but I still have skills out there that I want to share. As well as creativity. I have talked about how my hobby is paper crafting and hand making cards. And I was just looking through cards I received as a result of my mom's passing, the sympathy cards, and many of them came from fellow card makers.
Nice.
And how it was really nice, Eric. And how touching it is to receive a card at all that someone acknowledges. And then the handmade cards are super sweet. And someone wrote in theirs, thank you for nurturing my hobby. Because during these times of tumult and uncertainty, I feel such joy doing this.
That's great.
So if one's interested in learning more about the webinar series, I encourage you to go to our website, the contact button, and let us know of your interest so you'll be sure to hear about it and when it will launch in January.
Esther, that is fantastic. I know that is going to be a wonderful series. Can you explain how people can get signed up for that? I know you said it's on the website. I'm assuming the regular website?
The regular website, yes. I should give that information. It's gatespassadvisors.com. So Gates like Bill Gates, I always say. Pass mm-hmm. like pass or fail and advisors. And then we've got all sorts of content there, including past podcasts. We've got small videos that are a minute long where you can look at issues that affect all of us around behavioral finance. They're called mind games. And then in between those is the contact button. Just click on the contact button. Let us know you're interested and it will come to us and we'll get you on the list.
Fantastic. Esther, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Eric. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. And the last thank you, of course, goes to you, the listening audience. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Women in Wealth podcast with Esther Szabo. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Esther comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. This makes it even easier to share these podcasts with your family and friends. Again, thank you so much for listening today. For everyone at Gates Pass Advisors, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Women and Wealth podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you receive notifications of new podcasts as they become available. Check out the website at www.gatespassadvisors.com for more information. This content is developed from sources believed to be providing accurate information. The information in this material is not intended as tax or legal advice. Please consult legal or tax professionals for specific information regarding your individual situation. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security.